right, well, this guy, I'm sure if he'd played tight end, would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 505 catches. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and some bad news out of the football program yesterday with Theron Codrey telling Coach Bobby Johnson he's leaving.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise. I don't think a lot of us saw that coming. He had apparently been thinking about it for a couple of days and just said personal reasons, didn't get any more into it than that. It's disappointing for a couple of reasons. Of course, the biggest, a position that at one time was considered to be maybe one of the deepest on the team, has now become relatively thin on the defensive line with the injury to Stephen Stone. Codrey was already in the mix to play in the rotation pretty regularly, as he did quite a bit last year. That was likely going to increase, or at least the first part of this season. Now with him leaving, it's going to fall on, you know, some other guys, Tim Fuger and Jonell Thomas, Terrell Brannon, to step up and fill that role. So, you know, the depth issue is still pretty good, but Codrey was going to be a guy on the field a lot this year, so it's a bit of a surprise.
What about on the other side of the ball? Give us a little update on some competition on the offensive line.
Well, you know, we're still trying to figure out if the positions are settled at guard. I think they're pretty comfortable, you know, with Bradley Vierling at center, Thomas Welch moving over to left tackle, James Williams at right tackle. But I think the two guard positions are still kind of up for grabs. You know, Hensley and Lauer and Custer and all those guys that are all battling for those spots. And what they had just not shown the consistency that Robbie Caldwell and Bobby Johnson want out of position. One day they'll be really good, and the next day not so good. I would say Hensley's probably got an edge at one of the spots. Custer maybe at the other. But we'll see. I don't think that decision has totally been made, although you're about to get to the point now where, you know, you're going to be a little more than a week from game day. You need to get that all settled. So I would say by the end of the week they'll have their positions in place.
And Joe, a little cause and effect, because James Williams beat out Riley Lauer,
yep,
who slides inside. And, you know, just from what I read yesterday, he's still staging a pretty decent battle with Hensley.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And that's part of the issue. It's nobody's been dominant. Everybody's been pretty good for the most part. It's kind of a pleasant problem to have. And then you got a bunch of guys that have a lot of experience battling for the spots. It's just, I think Williams came on maybe a little stronger and a little quicker than a lot of people thought, and sort of took that right tackle position over. And Thomas Welch, they were so comfortable with James Williams in at right tackle, they were able to move Thomas over to that very valuable left tackle spot.
And I noticed the Eagles signed Curtis Gatewood.
Yeah, that's good to see that he got back on with somebody. He's just got too much of a motor and can be enough of a player at linebacker, and he's fast. I think he's got a chance to hang on with somebody. So, you know, he kept himself in shape, which is what you have to do after you get the disappointment of being cut by somebody, and hopefully he'll be able to hang on with them.
Pretty touching story in the Tennessean about Javon Hay and
yep,
how he's battled dyslexia. And, you know, I just remember speaking to him in college and speaking to him now, and just you know, just the maturation factor and all that. And, you know, nice to see somebody, you know, really, you know, confront a problem like that.
And he didn't talk a lot about it, you know, back then. Just kind of went about his business and did his work. And you could tell, though, it meant a lot to him, not only to go to Vanderbilt, but to graduate from Vanderbilt. And, you know, I remember when he left early, a lot of people sort of rolled their eyes a little bit about, wow, you know, He might be leaving a little bit too early, might be making a mistake. And it took a little while for him to, as you said, mature and get ready to play the NFL game. But now he's done it, and Vanderbilt's obviously very proud of him.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Thanks.